When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
It's Thought Leader Thursday here on the Opening Bell. Mia Erickson is with us this morning. Mia is a senior vice president at Whitnell, which is part of Associated Bank. We're going to talk a little bit about wealth management and financial planning. Mia, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Before we get into our conversation, I want to introduce you to folks and have people understand a little about what you do at Whitnell. Tell us, first of all, what your job is and also what kinds of things you do on a day-to-day basis.
So I'm going to give you a little background. So I grew up in a small town in Indiana, went to Purdue University where I pursued a financial planning degree. From there, I've been in the financial service industry for about 30 years. That's consisted of insurance, banking, brokerage, and wealth management. So I've got a pretty diverse background. When we're working with clients, we are held to a fiduciary standard because I have a CFP, Certified Financial Planning Designation. The fiduciary standard means that we have to make sure that our clients' interests are aligned. When we're working with clients, we have to make sure that their interests are put first. What I do at Whitnell, I run a wealth management team at Whitnell, and I also serve on the executive leadership team.
We throw around the term wealth management a lot. In your world, what does that mean to you? What kinds of things does that entail?
So it's comprehensive. When you look at a client's situation, we're not looking at just one particular area. So when we say wealth management, that's normally going to consist of working with the client, where they've been, where they're at now, and where they're going. And how we do that is we're looking at all aspects of their financial plan. So we're working with them on cash flow planning, budgeting. We're working with them on retirement planning, working with them on taxes, their estate planning, charitable issues, and more importantly, their asset allocation under investments. So when we're working with a client, first and foremost, we're trying to make sure that they've got a comprehensive plan. Most clients that we work with, they've worked with a number of different advisors over the years. They might have, I use the term hodgepodge of a financial situation, which means that nothing's really working together, but they've got a lot of pieces. Our job is to help come and put some planning around that so they've got a comprehensive wealth management approach going forward.
We know from talking to some of your colleagues at Whitnell that this is why Whitnell stands out, is that you're able to do all kinds of things. You have a bunch of different hats. You're the point person, the quarterback, as it were, mm-hmm. for the wealth management effort.
Mm-hmm. So when we work with a client as that quarterback, so a client's over the years, they will have obtained an attorney. They probably have a CPA. They probably have an insurance person. They probably even have some type of investment broker. The thing is, not one of them are communicating together. So first and foremost, when we come in, we want to make sure that the client now has a financial team and there's someone quarterbacking that with us. If they don't have a CPA, that's something that Whitnell can do. We can prepare the taxes. We obviously manage money and we prepare the financial plan. However, we're not the way we're paid. We're not compensated on any type of products. So when I'm working with their insurance agent, they can keep their insurance agent if they will. We're just going to help make sure that they're in the right products that makes sense for their situation.
One of the things that always interests me about wealth management and doing the job that you do is that you kind of build relationships with people that stretch a lifetime and sometimes into another generation. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the uniqueness of that.
So first, I'll say that we describe ourselves as the personal CFO. So most clients, when you think about it, I talked about that they may have a number of advisors. Our clients aren't to the situation that they can't manage their finances. They don't have the time, number one. Two, they don't have the desire. And if they do have free time, they normally want to be with their family or friends or hobbies. How we come into play when we're working with a client, we're making sure that, hey, I want my family taken care of. I want to make sure that not only this generation, but the next generation is taken care of. So when we're working with the clients, it's not uncommon that we do multi-generational. There's some families that I have that we have three generations that we work with. So the first generation, you know, remember, financial planning is a very young profession. The first financial planner, CFP designee, came in 1973. So if you think about that, it's a young emerging program. When I came out of school in the late 80s, financial planning firms, if you were trying to find a job in that field, it was maybe one or two man shops. You fast forward today, you've got wealth management firms, which is very different than, you know, a wirehouse or an independent broker. So when we're working with clients, you know, when I first started working with them, you know, they'd be older. They'd be 40s or 50s. Now, when we're working with clients, clients will say, I really want you to work with the second generation, too. I want you to start right when my kids start from college. You know, they're working with someone like you. They're able to go and help them with their 401k decisions, help them with their budgeting. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be a lot farther ahead than even their parents were when they came to us in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah, and that not just a little bit, but miles ahead, because mm-hmm. most people don't start doing this in college, do they?
No. And so a lot of times, so when, as I said, I've been doing this a long time. When people would come to us, they'd come to us and say, I want to retire in 5 years. Well, I have to, unfortunately, in the beginning years of my career, I'd have to say, well, that's a great goal. However, I don't have a tree that I can go pick that money off of. So we're really going to have to probably modify those goals a little bit. So you're right. Now it's, I can start with them. They're going to, that generation, if we're working with them right out of college, they're going to be retiring way ahead of where their parents were.
The idea too that, and we've talked about finding the right person, the right wealth management firm or the wealth management person for you. Sometimes it's difficult, but sometimes it's easy because somebody who is your client, word of mouth, mm-hmm. they'll say, hey, you've got to find Mia at Whitnell, and that's how you get new clients.
Mm-hmm. So that word of mouth, referral base, that's really the essence of how Whitnell has grown. We were a family office that we took this model of a family office public in the late. So back in 2003, Bill Tone had come over, started the firm. And when he did that, it's full service wealth management. So where we started and where we came from, it's all been organic growth. Yeah. And that has been referral base.
And that's a good example of how good that is for you. Your clients are not just in the Chicago area. You have them all over.
Yeah. So about 50% of my clients are in Chicago. The rest of them are scattered all over the country. Could be California. It could be Wisconsin. We have clients in Dallas, Manhattan, Florida. So they're spread out. And that really has been a couple things, referral base. And then as you work with that first and second generation, they're spreading out all over the country.
You mentioned something earlier that I want to go back to that I think is we need to focus on a little bit more. The idea of you being a personal CFO, mm-hmm. Is that something that's just for, you know, an individual client, or is that for perhaps an organization or a corporation client? Because it seems like a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. So we work with, in regards to executive benefit planning. So a lot of corporations, the term financial wellness has been thrown around a lot. We're in a job market now that companies are having a tough time retaining top talent as well as recruiting top talent. So they've, when they're looking at their executive benefit package, one of the things that they've added recently, some of your larger corporations, and you're starting to see some of your mid-sized companies do it now, is add this piece called executive benefit planning or financial wellness programs, where they're teaming up with an advisor such as myself, and we come in and we're that personal CFO. So we will start working with those executives because the company is doing it twofold, to retain and recruit talent, but they also get really upset because sometimes the executives just don't understand their benefits package that they have. Mm-hmm. They'll have a whole suite of options that they can choose from to help them get ahead in retirement and savings, but they don't know how they work together. And it's not because, again, it's not that they're not smart enough or sophisticated. They don't have the time. They're busy, they're time starved, they need to come focus on their job. So we come in to be able to help them navigate, again, that personal CFO, just like I do with individuals, become that personal CFO and help them navigate through all their benefits and, again, sit down and find out what their goals and objectives are.
Because there, I mean, there could be a bunch of different kinds of people that would be seeking out that help. First of all, you have somebody who may just be money has been handed down through the years to them, or they come from a family of money. But they're also, let's say you're you've just arrived in the C-suite and you've never had that kind of salary before. Mm-hmm. You've never had those stock options. You've never had that kind of benefit package before. I wouldn't know what to do either.
So I'll give you an example. So one of my clients, it's a husband and wife. They just happened to work at the same corporation, started working with them about 20 years ago. So, you know, they're in their, you know, early 40s, starting to work, newly appointed executives. Same thing. They did not, you know, they had stock options, they had restricted stock, they had deferred comp, they had executive benefit plans. They had no idea how these would work together. And how do you fit them into your cash flow? We started working with them 20 years ago. They hence retired last year. But it was pretty exciting to work all those years with them, to see them get on a plan that they were able to buy a second home, they were able to retire, put their kids through college, and retire at a very young age, have their estate planning in order. We were able to help them navigate that process. And had they not had that executive benefit planning, they may not have come to us. Mm-hmm. And we knew their executive benefit plans inside and out, which is really a key for the human resources and benefits group. Yeah.
You've hit on something that I think even people who may not be in the C-suite would enjoy having in a regular job as this personal CFO. Mm-hmm. I think people in just regular jobs would love to have this. Mm-hmm.
So we work with a lot of individuals, as I said, that personal CFO. We are first working with them. I like to call it, we have the plan, the process, and the partner. So the plan is meeting with them, having them gather all their documents, anything and everything to do with their financial situation. They sit down with us. We go through that. That's the easy part. The hard part is really getting to understand their emotions, where they've come from, where they're at, where they're going. Really sitting down and saying, okay, let's do the financial plan. That financial plan is just a point in time analysis. The big thing, what people I think really stumble, is they don't take that financial plan and they implement that. So when they're working with us as their personal CFO, we're coming back, we're setting the priorities. We have to manage those priorities with regards to investing, with cash flow, with taxes, with estate plan, and again, a coordinated approach. They've got that process in place with us then when we're doing the ongoing monitoring. But more importantly, we're partnering with them and their family so they can spend the time with their loved ones and know that they've got that peace of mind that everything's being taken care of.
I think I know the answer to this next question. As I'm talking with you, I kind of get the feeling that how you're going to come down on this. But I recently called the company that has my 401k, and they have it's now automated. So you ask a question or you type in a question. And my question was, so what is my mix of stocks and bonds? And then it gave me this bland answer. Are you worried at all about the robo-advisor, the robo-wealth management person, or the artificial intelligence? Is that going to take over your job?
No, I don't think so. The reason being because so much of what we do, you can, yes, on those robos, you can put in, hey, this is my age, this is what I want to retire, here's my investment allocation. The thing that the robo or computer cannot do, it can't guide them through life transitions. Mm-hmm. It can't help them basically navigate on when's the right time to buy a house. Should I switch this job and look at this benefits package versus the others? How do I analyze that? Is it time to, how do I send my kids to college? Am I getting to the point that I actually can retire and live in retirement for 30 years? That emotions that go around, and you know, some of that is fears, and they have to basically calm and have someone telling them peace of mind. And look, we've done all this planning that you can do with it. It's not going to be the same as a computer saying, yep, go do it. It's not mm-hmm. the same because you're not navigating all those emotions and helping them with those big decisions.
And the level of comfort, it's so anonymous, and who knows who's on the other end listening to the answers you're giving. I mean, when I'm having a one-on-one, as we're having right now, I feel that's the level of comfort I want.
So the tagline at Whitnell, if you ever look at any of our brochures or anything on our website, it says connection, comfort, and continuity. Mm. And we did that because we had interviewed a lot of our clients, and that was a resounding theme by working with us and advisors at Whitnell, was that theme of we've got that connection, we've got that comfort that they're taking care of us and they're navigating us the proper way, and more importantly, we've got the continuity for our family.
Mia, a good conversation with you. How can people get a hold of you and maybe become a new client of yours?
So you can call our office number at 630-575-2300 or go onto our website, whitnell.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn, Mia Erickson.
Mia, good meeting you. Come back and see us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mia Erickson is the Senior Vice President at Whitnell, which is part of Associated Bank, our Thought Leader Conversation today. The Thought Leader Conversation is every Thursday here on The Opening Bell. You can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com and the Opening Bell page. You can also follow Associated Bank or Associated Biz on Twitter. Also, head over to AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership to hear more and meet our thought leaders there as well.